Thank you so much for joining us, Rob.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about what the show Epiphanies is and what the audiences can expect?
Right. Well, we've got... So it's a musical theatre gala concert, essentially, and we're raising money for mental health. We've got a 20-piece orchestra, full professional orchestra, with mostly pit musicians from various shows around Sydney, a professional dance troupe, professional lighting and sound design, and obviously the cast are all ex-members of Les Mis. So there's myself, Daniel Bell, who was a Valjean, Kerry Greenland, who played Eponine in the Australian Les Mis, as well as three guest artists, which is Trevor Ashley, who was Tenadier, Patrice Tepoki, who was Fontaine, and Naomi, who was an understudy for Fontaine. So we're doing our music theatre repertoire from the entire book, basically, in a big sort of gala performance.
God, that sounds awesome. What a cast as well. Now, as you said, this show aims to raise money for mental health. How important do you think is it for mental health to be an open conversation, especially in the entertainment community?
Right, well, because one of the reasons we decided to do it is the rates of mental health, mental illness in the entertainment industry are nasty. They're substantially above that of the normal population. I think our suicide rate's something like 5 or 6 times. So we decided to try and do something practical about it. So what we're raising money for is actually mental health research grants, because I'm firmly of the belief that if you don't understand something, you can't fix it. And mental health is still largely a mystery to us in a lot of areas. So this particular concert is going to raise money for a grant researching the effectiveness of our current treatments for anxiety and depression, whether what we're doing right now is actually working. Which I think, is a very worthy thing to raise money for and find out if we're actually getting anywhere with how we're going about it now. But it wasn't a hard thing to convince anyone to get on board for, because it is something that most of us have either experienced ourselves or we know people in the industry who have. It's rampant.
Right. And what was it that actually sparked you guys to start this project?
Well, Daniel and Kerry and I... really love working together, and we haven't been able to play Miz finished. And of course, we all became very close on that show. But it was sort of birth of several mothers. We did the show last year in Tamworth. A friend of mine and mentor of mine up there had been wanting to put a concert on for a while, so we co-produced it up in Tamworth. And I had been wanting to get back to doing. I've been raising money for this area of charity, for this. This for Australian Rotary Health and for mental health research for a long time, about 10 years. But obviously that was interrupted for a bit by the Les Mis tour, so I wanted to get back into it. And Daniel and Kerry and I were hoping to find a way to be able to work together. So all of these things sort of coalesced into the concert that we did last year, which was hugely successful up in Tamworth. We managed to raise 20 grand off those shows, and our major sponsors all jumped on board for us to do it again down here.
Yeah, it all kind of seemed to come together very well.
Yeah. A lot of things sort of birthed it.
Yeah. And so you've been involved in a number of previous shows, such as Les Mis, but what was your experience like working on this show?
On Epiphany?
Yeah.
I'm producing it and musically directing it, as well as lead singing, and I host it. So it's a lot of work.
Oh, wow.
It's exhausting, but it's also... it's not hard to work hard on something when you believe in the cause and when you get to work with people who you would probably choose to work with for free anyway. So it's incredibly rewarding at the end, but it's a lot of hard work. Producing is very stressful, just by the nature of, we don't know whether anyone's going to come through the door. So it's a stressful job, but it's an amazing product. And the actual week of putting the show together, where we get to rehearse with the full orchestra and I get to conduct a full orchestra and we get to sing together, is magic. It's great.
Yeah, fantastic. And how can we find out more about Epiphanies?
Well, there's the tickets are for sale on the Seymour Centre website. Otherwise, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. There is an Epiphanies page on both of those. We're releasing sort of regular updates about how the show is progressing and messages from all of the cast and some rehearsal footage from our professional dance group during the week of the show. The week leading up to the show, we'll be releasing some rehearsal footage from the orchestral rehearsal. So that'd be that. If you want to find out more about it, have a look at it on social media.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rob.
Oh, thank you for having me.